The world's longest river cruise began in Varanasi, Uttar Pradesh, under Prime Minister Narendra Modi. The 51-day luxury cruise will traverse 3,200 kilometers from Dhaka, Bangladesh, to Dibrugarh, Assam, covering 27 river systems. The three-deck MV Ganga Vilas, with 18 suites, is the latest government-promoted cruise ship in India. Modi called the Ganges cruise sector a landmark moment that will launch a new tourism era in India. However, environmentalists and conservationists worry the growth in excursions could permanently destroy the Ganges River dolphin's habitat Platanista gangetica. The MV Ganga Vilas will cruise by Kaithi Hamlet, 30 kilometers from Varanasi, at the Ganges-Gomti River confluence, where the endangered dolphin may live in deep water and slower currents. Wildlife officials counted 35 to 39 dolphins in a group with calves in October. The trip passes Vikramshila Gangetic Dolphin Sanctuary in Bihar and other protected cetacean habitats. Platanista minor, the Indus River dolphin, lives in Pakistan and the Bees River in North India. Pollution, overfishing, and poaching threaten the Ganges River dolphin. The tours are a perilous notion in addition to all the existing hazards for the dolphins, said Ravindra Kumar Sinha, who helped the government safeguard gangetic dolphins in the 1990s. Improved water conditions and conservation efforts have increased their numbers to 3,200 in the Ganges and 500 in the Brahmaputra. Sinha worries cruise tourism would reverse these improvements. Gangetic dolphins may follow China's Beiji dolphins, which were declared functionally extinct in 2006 due to Yangtze River traffic. Cruises will severely damage dolphins, which are sensitive to noise, he stated. Gangetic dolphins, nearly blind, use echolocation sounds to find food in murky waters. The underwater noise pollution due to the increased traffic of crews, cargo vessels and mechanized boats interferes with the echolocation clicks, making their very life arduous, said Jagdish Krishnaswamy, an ecohydrologist from the Indian Institute for Human Settlements in Bangalore. Krishnaswamy and three other experts used cetacean and porpoise detecting devices to log echolocation clicks and found that gangetic dolphins' acoustic responses were significantly altered by excessive underwater noise from motorized vehicles in 2019. Chronic noise exposure increased stress, weariness, and foraging behavior, causing them to eat more to compensate. Disorientation from extended un.